Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with WorkLife Connections. And our guest today is Heather Camper. A graduate of the University of Pittsburgh, Heather is the new coordinator for the Share Center and is also a clinical counselor with our Employee Assistance Program. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so we thought we'd look at concerns about sexual harassment in the workplace. According to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, an established 75% of individuals who get harassed at work don't file a complaint. The reasons are varied and complicated. According to research firm Gartner, about 60% of all misconduct observed in the workplace is never reported. In the age of Me Too, it's helpful to look at the bigger picture. Heather, would you give a brief definition of workplace misconduct so that we all know what the issue is?
Sure, Rosemary. First, I want to say thanks so much for having me here, and more importantly, for bringing light to the shadow by dedicating your Wellcast to sexual harassment today. According to the Human Resources Department here at VUMC, sexual harassment is defined very specifically as unwelcome conduct of a sexual nature, unwelcome sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, and any other verbal or nonverbal conduct that is of a sexual nature. You can think of it in broader categories, such as physical sexual harassment, verbal sexual harassment, and nonverbal sexual harassment. VUMC also has a clearly stated zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment. I feel particularly empowered as a VUMC staff by this policy summary statement from Human Resources that says, "Our sexual harassment policy is to have a culture at VUMC where employees clearly define, prevent, and stop sexual harassment. We will not tolerate sexual harassment in our workplace. Our culture is based on mutual respect." That is a powerful statement from our leaders and employer, Rosemary. We are living and working in exciting times.
I agree, Heather. You know, I can think of all kinds of reasons people might not want to talk about this topic. Would you enlighten us on why people stay silent?
Many people fear retaliation by the abuser or others, witnesses in the workplace. Of course, the fear of not being believed is an experience shared by many. Many survivors talk about the role that shame and even self-blame play in staying silent. Lack of access to supports, such as friends or family, that could encourage the survivor to speak out, often worsens the isolation present in sexual harassment. And another factor that can sometimes create additional barriers to disclosure is the power hierarchy that exists in society and within our own VUMC, which is closely linked to fear of retaliation and not being believed.
I also know there are people who do tell about their experiences. How is that beneficial to the person who does that?
Powerful things can happen when we start to tell the story, Rosemary. Many survivors have reported that they began the healing process when they first spoke up, whether to a friend or a supervisor or a confidential support like a therapist. People who live through sexual harassment also indicate that it was at the moment they spoke out that they began to take their power back, if you will, from the person intimidating or causing them harm. They began to own their rightful place in the workplace and the world again. Survivors may report that they speak out so that they can benefit from resources and access support systems, which we know exist here at VUMC and at VU. Some survivors report that they disclose to get feedback and ideas and the opportunity to know more about options for next steps. I've always been particularly moved when a client tells me they're reporting they're speaking out to help protect others from experiencing the same form of harassment and abuse that they've experienced. And finally, one significant reason why people speak out is to reduce the emotional, psychological, and often physical toll that holding the experience has had.
So if someone wants to take back that power that you talked about, Heather, and if they'd like to speak confidentially about this, how do they reach out to you?
For any staff person at BUMC, our newest program in health and wellness is available for those who've experienced or witnessed sexual harassment and need support. It's called the Share Center, and we've only recently celebrated our first birthday. SHARE stands for Sexual Harassment, Awareness, Response, and Education. And SHARE has been regularly participating in ongoing efforts at BUMC to ensure equity, safety, and respect across the enterprise through individual counseling and departmental consultations and even educational presentations. We serve a unique role in the BUMC system, and as a result, we are able to ensure that information about sexual harassment shared with me or any other staff person in a counseling session within SHARE will be held as confidential. We are here to be patient, knowledgeable, empowering, and understanding listeners. If you'd like to contact the SHARE Center, BUMC staff, faculty, or allied health professionals can give us a call at the Work-Life Connections EAP phone line at 615-936-1327 and let our staff know that you'd like to make an appointment with the SHARE provider. The SHARE Center is located in the basement of the Medical Arts Building in Suite 010. We're open from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you need more information, you can look at the SHARE Center's website at bumc.org/health-wellness/share-center. Thanks, Rosemary.
And thank you, Heather, for enlightening us about this important center and giving out great information to all of our employees here at Vanderbilt.
Thank you all for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please use the Contact Us page on our website at www.bumc.org/health-wellness.